All right, this next essay is from Emilio Santillo. He is also from Sherman Indian High School. And it's about John Colley. The Great Depression was a sad time in United States history because many people were jobless and living off the streets. A man named John Colley had just graduated from high school and managed to find a job to support his family during the Great Depression that lasted until World War II. It was during the end of the war when John joined the Air Force and served in the Army Air Force Corps. John Colley was born on April 4th, 1914 in the Northern California Bay Area. When growing up, he lived a normal life until the Depression hit. Later on, he would graduate from high school and would go to college. He attended UC Berkeley and transferred to another school. After this, he was a business license inspector, then economic disaster hit, and he was required to go into war. It was during the last part of the war when he enlisted in the Army Air Force Corps and went under training to fly planes. He was a cargo plane pilot and did not fly a plane until after President Harry S. Truman ordered a bomb to be dropped on Japan. It was a sad time because the bomb was a huge force of destruction. He would later stay in Japan as an occupation force, and many people in Japan were very friendly towards Americans. After this, he became a major lieutenant colonel and received a medal. Furthermore, he came back fairly well and returned to his wife Gladys. They would later on have a son named Thomas Colley. Thomas looked up to his dad and said that his parents wouldn't waste anything as his parents went through economic hardship during the Great Depression. John's personality remained the same throughout his life as he was very happy, friendly towards others, and helped out people in their time of need. After a lifetime, he died in the year 2000 at age 86 as a loving dad, kind friend, good husband, and lastly, as a hero.